Morning, Rabbi Isai. Our limud of Hilchos Chofetz Chaim Loshnora is Lischus Refuas Yosef Dov Ben Chayle Yishtav Refuas Shlema Bekorov Besoich Shag Chayle Yisrael. So the next halacha that the Chofetz Chaim is telling us about the rules of Apeit Loso does not apply today. I think the situation has changed. Certainly Medina de Gomorra. And nowadays it doesn't apply. We said that something, according to the Rambam and some poskim, that if you heard something in front of three people, it's considered out in the open, and therefore you're allowed to tell it further, and we're speaking about the eight conditions attached to it, or nine conditions attached to it. One of the conditions is, says the Chofetz Chaim, I think we're up to number five, condition number five is that you can only say it over in the place where it was said. In other words, if you heard a Lashon Hara, which was spoken in front of three people in London, says the Chofetz Chaim, Medina de Gomorrah, it says that you can only say it over in London. You can't tell over in Manchester, because you can't assume that the three people who heard it in London are going to spread the news as far as Manchester. Right? If they speak to somebody, they speak to somebody locally. They speak to someone in the Beis Hamedrash, speak to someone in the family, they speak to someone at the Simcha, and therefore the news will not have spread further. If the news hasn't spread to a certain place, then you can't tell it over. Yeah, even today, I don't know, if you hear a Lashon Hara in London and you happen to be in John O'Groats and you meet another Yid who's also staring at the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, he said, oh, by the way, I was in London yesterday and I heard Episode Lashon Hara, etc., etc. Yeah, then maybe. But generally speaking today, right, with our telephones and our WhatsApps, filtered WhatsApps and our filtered emails and our filtered this and filtered that, that basically news gets around very quickly. It goes around the whole world straight away. And therefore, if somebody hears something, Apeit Loso, Bizman Azeh, if you hear something about Apeit Loso, then you've got to assume that it's gone everywhere, and therefore the news is out. And if you're relying on it, then you can rely on that all over the world. Next thing the Chofetz Chaim says is that you've got to take into consideration that sometimes you might not be saying something which is a Lashon Hara, but you need to think ahead to the consequences. For instance, if my younger brother would tell me today that my sister in Manchester has sold a house and she's moving to Eretz Yisrael and she bought a flat in Beit Shemesh, let's say, I can get all annoyed. How come I didn't hear anything about this? Or somebody's talking to somebody else about his wife or brother-in-law, sister-in-law, not brother-in-law, but sister-in-law, etc., and says, after the baby, they're going to do this, that, and the other. What baby? What do you mean? She's already, everybody knows, the whole world, she's already been, she told me already a month ago. Oh, she told you a month ago? How come she didn't tell me? And people sometimes get upset, they get beleidigt, So the Chofetz Chaim says, think ahead, think of the consequences or the things that you're saying over, because sometimes actually, be'etzem, there's nothing wrong with saying over that someone is pregnant. But to say over in such a situation where somebody else might get upset about it and get upset with the person who didn't tell them or the person who didn't reveal to them or the person, whatever it is, that, says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore it could be that even though be'etzem there's nothing wrong with what you're saying, but the way it's said or the circumstances in which it's said could also end up being a Lashon Hara. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, just think ahead, think of the consequences of what you're saying, think of the possible consequences of what you're saying, and then you'll be safe.
Start your day the Torah way in London, Thursday, Zion Adar Rishon, 7th of March, Rabbi Betzalel Waxman Shlita in Yonadir. This week's Start Your Day the Torah way Shurim responds anonymously to the Schutz HaShavuim V'Chayolim V'Anil Chamash Shachshul V'Tahem V'Sholem V'Neiro.
So there's an interesting Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara discusses a year like this one, where there are two Adars, and there's a Machlokes Tanaim when we lay in the Megillah. Do we lay in it on Yud Dalet of Adar Rishon or Yud Dalet of Adar Sheni? And the Gemara explains the opinion that we lay in it on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, which is not the way we do it, but the Gemara brings a Yisoid called Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvah, which means that if you have two opportunities to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, we take the first opportunity that we're able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara says it's Mestaber Taimed Demanda Amar, that we count, that we lay in the Megillah on Yud Dalet of Adar Rishon. So the Avnei Nezer says, he says that there's two inyanim. There's one inyan that we all know called Zriza Magdimin L'Mitzvahs, which he says is an inyan. That means that if you have a certain period of time where you're able to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, let's say a Bris Milah, there's an inyan to do Zriza to do it right away at the beginning of the day. But he says, Ein Mavirin is something else. Ein Mavirin doesn't mean to do it early within a certain time frame. It means that if you have two time frames when you're able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you need to be Mekayim it during the first time frame as opposed to during the second time frame. And he says, this Indian is much more Chomer than Zriza Magdimin. Zriza Magdimin is a very nice thing, it's a Chosh of an Indian, but it's not a Chiv Me'ikar Adin. Ein Mavirin, he says, is a Chiv Me'ikar Adin. And according to that, he wants to be Mechadish, a very big Chiddush in Hilchas Sukkah. He says that the Ramah brings from the Maril that you should start building your sukkah right away, Motzi Yom Kippur, al Zriza Magdimin L'Mitzvahs. Okay? That's the reason. If you don't want to be a Zoriz, you could do the next day or the next day. Zog Avnei Nezer, that if Yom Kippur would be on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and you would have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, right? Shabbos, you can't build your sukkah. Shabbos is a break. Shabbos breaks up the turns the Zman between Yom Kippur and Sukkot into two time frames. You have a day or two before Shabbos, a day or two after Shabbos, Shabbos in the middle, and therefore you're facing a shaila of Ein Mavirin. Because if you don't start building your sukkah before Shabbos, it means that Shabbos comes, now you can't build your sukkah, and you skipped over an entire time frame where you were able to build your sukkah. So he says, Me'ikar adin yemchuyev to start building the sukkah before Shabbos, if there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Now, this Avnei Nezer is a huge chiddush. Why? Even if he's right about it, as he said about Ein Mavirin, to apply it, to compare the time between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, between Yudal Adar Rishon and Yudal Adar Sheni, to compare that to Shabbos and say that just like the time between Yudal Adar Rishon and Yudal Adar Sheni break it up into two zmanim, so too Shabbos would break up the zman of building this, would break up the din of building a sukkah into two zmanim, is a very interesting comparison. Because Shabbos is not really not a zman of building a sukkah. You still have a mitzvah to build a sukkah on Shabbos also. It happens to be that there's an iser to build a sukkah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. But it's not that it's not the zman of the mitzvah, right? When it comes to laning Megillah, if it's not Yud Dalet Adar, then it's not a zman of Mikra Megillah Bechal. So that's a real breakup. But Shabbos, it's be'etzem it's zman, happens to be that you're not allowed to do it. Right? To say that is considered not a zman of a mitzvah is a very big chiddush. But it's mavur that Avnei Nezer holds like that. He holds that if the iser of Shabbos is stopping you from being mekayim a mitzvah, then that would be called that Shabbos is not a zman of that mitzvah. Which is problematic. Why? Because we know the Gemara in Kedushin Chavtas brings a pasuk that the pasuk by Mila that Avram Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Benoi Kashetziva Oisoi Elokim, and the Gemara makes a diyuk Kashetziva Oisoi Veloi Oisa to tell you that the mitzvah of Mila is only on the father and not on the mother. That Noshim are Potter from being Mekayim the mitzvahs Mila. Frek Taisvus L'Chayrim Mila only starts on the eighth day, the mitzvah of Mila. So it's a mitzvah that says she's man groma. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that noshem apata? And for Taisus answers that no, because he says from the eighth day on, there's no breaks. The chiyuv is continues because if you didn't make the mila on the eighth day, you have to make it on the ninth day and the tenth day, forever, right? For the rest of his life. And he says therefore it's not called a mitzvah that says she's man groma because from the point where it starts, it continues. Taisus asks. What? Oh, so Frak Taisus, very good. Taisus says, what about by night? You can't give a bris milah by night. Zok Taisus, that's a machlokes in the Gemara whether you can give a bris milah by night. And this Gemara is going to the Man Dama that you could give a bris milah by night. So it comes out that from the eighth day on, there's never a break. Frak the Turei Oven in Chagiga, what about Shabbos? We know that milah bezmanoi on the eighth day is Deiche Shabbos. But milah shaloi bezmanoi is not Deiche Shabbos. So L'chaira, you still have a break. He says, just like the Gemara says, by tefillin, that the Laman the Omar, that Laila, that you can put on tefillin by night, the Gemara says, Noshim is still potter, Because Shabbos you can't put on tefillin. So it comes out of tefillin, it says, man groma. So he says, you see that the fact that you can't do a mitzvah on Shabbos makes it, qualifies to make the mitzvah, to consider the mitzvah, as man groma. Frek the Turei Oven, Ay bazoi. Why is Tosfos saying that if we hold that we could do a bris milah by night, so milah becomes a mitzvah sasesha, ain't as man groma, l'chayr milah shalei bezmanay, is not deiche Shabbos, and therefore, from the fact that you can't do the bris on Shabbos, that should make it a mitzvah asesha as man groma, and if so, why do we need a pasuk of Aisa v'lay Aisa?
It seems Mila can be on Shabbos, it's bezmanay, so what's the reason why Mila is not on Shabbos shalei bezmanay?
Why? That's a gzeris hakasa. The only Mila bezmanay is deiche Shabbos. But l'maisa, you have all those Shabbos. From the eighth day on, Shabbos is not nitche b'fnei Mila. So, for the Turei Oven, that should make it a mitzvah seishas mangram. Answers the Turei Oven, and listen closely, because this is where the problem is with the this is what my problem with Avin and Nezer is. Answers the Turei Oven, and he says there's a big difference between the din that you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos to the din that you can't make a bris on Shabbos. He says there's no iser to put on tefillin on Shabbos. That's not why we can't put on tefillin on Shabbos. The reason why we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos is because Shabbos is an ois, and the mitzvah of tefillin is only during the week. Shabbos has no mitzvah of tefillin. He says, and that's why it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. But Mila, you have a mitzvah to have a bris, even if it's Shabbos. Narvos. There's an iser. You can't make a chabura on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be mekayim your mitzvah. But he says, let's say if he brings a gemara where someone made a mistake and he mixed up the baby whose eighth day was on Friday with the baby whose eighth day was on Shabbos, he ended up giving the baby whose eighth day was on Friday a bris on Shabbos. And Mar says he's a tov b'dvar mitzvah, v'kiyum mitzvah, you're mekayim a mitzvah if you give a bris on Shabbos. You're over an iser Shabbos, but you're also mekayim a mitzvah. Zogt the Turei Oven.
The other one was
the Avnei Nezer.
Oh. Would have been brisk on Shabbos, had a brisk on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, the Gemara discusses that.
There's a machloket for you today.
Right. Yeah, the Gemara discusses that. But the point, my point that I'm bringing out from the Turei Oven is that he holds that if the fact that you can't do the mitzvah, yeah, if Be'etzem it's a man of mitzvah, there's just something stopping you, there's an Isser Shabbos stopping you, that doesn't make it a mitzvah, that doesn't make it that the Shabbos is not the zman of the mitzvah. It would still be considered a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman groma. That's why Mila shalei bezmanay says Taisus needs a pasuk, because it's not a mitzvah to say she'ein groma. But we just had from the Avnei Nezer that says that if there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's not considered the zman of the mitzvah. It would seem that he's arguing on this svara of the Turei Oven. The Turei Oven would say, of course, Shabbos is a zman of a mitzvah of building sukkah. It happens to be, you can't be mekayim it because you have an isher to build on Shabbos. But it's not that it's not the zman of the mitzvah. Now,
there's no asay to build a sukkah, is there?
So the mitzvah, it's a shayla. So you're showing me it's a complicated. The Maril's mavur that there is a mitzvah. He says, Reza Magdim, and you should start right away. And Avnez is going with that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah.
You said was like
a... Yeah, but Zerizim Akdimen of a mitzvah.
He doesn't say Mavrin, he says Zerizim Akdimen.
Yeah, because so that's Avnez is saying, that it's only when there's no Shabbos in the middle. But if there's a Shabbos in the middle, it would turn into a sugya of Ein Mavrin.
But to put tefillin on Shabbos wouldn't be an issa, actually.
Wouldn't be an issa. Maybe it's mukta because there's no din. That's afterwards. Because there's no din to put on tefillin, so maybe it would be...
Shabbos hits Zerizim.
Matzah, if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, let's say.
If there's a Shabbos in between,
yeah.
Shabbos, we now have a
Shabbos. Now you have a Shabbos. But you were over in Mavirin because you let Shabbos arrive and you missed an entire time frame of the mitzvah. It's like passing over your Dalad Adarishan. Now it's not the Zman of Mikra Megillah anymore. That's what Avnei Nezer says. Why? Because the fact that you can't build a Sukkah on Shabbos makes it that it's not Zman. Yeah? Now, L'chayra laid the Avnei Nezer. You see that the Avnei Nezer svara is not just a svara by Ein Mavirin, it's even a svara for, he considers it completely not the zman of the mitzvah Shabbos, that he would call it even a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. How do I know? Because he brings a kasha from the Chalkas Yayiv that tells him, how could you say that Shabbos makes something that it's not the zman of the mitzvah? He says, according to you, you know there's a mitzvah to build a makkah, right? If you have a roof that you can walk on, you have to build a gate around it. So he says, according to you, Noshim should be potter from the mitzvah of Makkah. Why? Because he can't build a Makkah on Shabbos, and therefore it's a mitzvah as man grom. So the Avnei Nezer knocks him out. He says the mitzvah of Makkah is not to build it. The mitzvah of Makkah is to have it. And you could have a Makkah on Shabbos, right? Mashenka, in the mitzvah of building a sukkah, is a mitzvah to build. But you see klar that his svar is even with regard to the gdarim of mitzvah seish as mangroma, that einachanami, if the mitzvah was to build a Makkah, right? Zog Avnei Nezer, then I would agree with you that it's a mitzvah seish as mangroma because you can't be Makkah on Shabbos. Clearly arguing with the Turei Oven that says that Shabbos doesn't make it not Zman HaMitzvah because the fact that you happen to have an Isser doesn't make that it's not Zman HaMitzvah. So L'chari, we have a Kasha on the Avnei Nezer. What's he going to do with the Turei Oven's Kasha on Taisis, right? Turei Oven asked the Kasha on Taisis. Taisis says that the reason why we need a Pasuk of Oysai V'loi Oysah to be Memayit Noshim from the Mitzvah of Mila is because it's a Mitzvah that says She'ein as Man Groma. Even though we can't give a bris shalei bezmanay on Shabbos, and the Turei Oven said that that's not a taina because it's still Shabbos is still the zman mitzvah of mila, even though you can't do it. According to the Avnei Nezer, that the fact that you can't do a mitzvah makes that it's not the zman mitzvah. If so, mila shalei bezmanay is lechera a mitzvah zaseisha as man groma. Why? Because you can't give it on Shabbos. So ibazo, you have shver. Taisis Kasha, why do you need a pasuk of Eisei V'lo Eisei? Why do you need a miyut for Noshim? L'chair Noshim HaPater, by virtue of it being a mitzvah zasei shaz mangrom. Now, there's a svara brought down in the Achreinim. The Marit brings it down. To answer this Kasha, he brings the Kasha, he doesn't quote the Turei Oven, he's before the Turei Oven, but he asks the same Kasha, that L'chair Mila is a mitzvah zaseh, imila shaloi bezmanoi, even according to the mandama that you could do it by night, is a mitzvah zaseh shaz mangrama because we cannot give a bris shaloi bezmanoi on Shabbos. Zogt the Marit, that he says, yesh metartzim, that you want him to say that mila is a mitzvah zaseh shaz mangrama. Why? Because you can't give a bris on Shabbos? It's not true. You could give a bris on Shabbos. A mila bezmana you could give on Shabbos. Are you going to tell me we're talking about a mila shaloi bezmana? He says it doesn't matter. As long as you find that the mitzvah of mila can be nidcha for Shabbos, even though it's a big chiddush, even though when is it nidcha? It's nidcha when it's a mila bezmana on the eighth day, past the eighth day, it's not nidcha. Still, that's enough to say that Shabbos is a zman of mila, and therefore you can't use Shabbos to turn mila into a mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. Yeah? But he asks a gevaldei kasha. He says, bizmanoi, we know that there's no shita that holds that you can give a bris the night before the eighth day. That nobody holds. Mila shaloi bizmanoi is a machloikis. Can you give it by night? Can you not give it by night? But mila bizmanoi, no one holds that you can give by night. So he says like this, even if you're going to tell me that Shabbos is considered a zman of mila, why? Because by a mila bezmanoi, you're able to give a bris. But what about Friday night? Friday night is a zman when it is impossible to give a bris, ever. Because mamonavshech, if you're talking about a mila bezmanoi, when you can do it on Shabbos, so that's only by day. Because mila bezmanoi, you can't do by night. So Friday night's out. And if you're talking about a mila shaloi bezmanoi, that you could do by night, yeah, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So let mila be a mitzvah aseisha as man groma al Friday night, al Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos is never a zman of mila.
You have to find it,
that's a couple of days. A night in the week when you can't be mekayim a mitzvah should qualify to make it a mila shalei bezmanoi, to make it a mitzvah aseisha as man groma. L'chayr, let's see.
Do you have it if somebody does the mila by night?
B'di'evan?
If somebody did a mila by night.
Yeah, so it's always good. It's always good. A mila shaloi bezmanoi?
Yeah.
A mila bezmanoi, I think you have to do over. I'm not sure. A mila bezmanoi, I think you have to do. But you have to understand that we're talking about Shabbos anyways. Right? So Shabbos anyways, you mekayim the mitzvah if you did it. We're going according to the shita of the Avnei Nezer, that the fact that you're not allowed to, it's not going to help you that if you did it b'di'evan, it's good. You have to be able to do it l'chatchila for it to be considered zmanoi. That's why Shabbos makes it a mitzvah seish as man grom. That's all kasha. So we're in that school of thought that the fact that you're not allowed to do it makes it not zmanoi. So then the lechayr is Friday night is a zman. So even if you're going to say that Shabbos would be considered zmanoi, why? Because mila bezmanoi, is Daicha Shabbos, but that's only Shabbos day. Friday night is a zman when it is impossible to ever have a din that you're allowed to lechatchila give a bris on Friday night.
What do you mean Shabbos every day?
No, so again, it's a machlaikas. A mila shaloi bezmanoi, meaning after the eighth day, there's a shita. This is the shita that Taisa says the Gemara is going in, the Gemara that brings the pasuk of Isa v'lo Isa. He says it's going according to the opinion that you're allowed to give a bris shaloi bezmanoi by night. But that's only shaloi bezmanoi. Mila bezmanoi, for sure you can't give by night. So therefore it comes out that Friday night, you're never going to have, because if it's bezmanoi, then it's possible on Laila, and if it's Shalei Bezmanoi, when Laila's kosher, it'll be also to give it, because it's Shabbos. Oh. So Lamaisa, there's a Tosfos in Menachos Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis that asks an interesting question. He says that the Gemara makes, and we know that when you bring a carbon yachid, there's a din smicha. The owner has to be seimach on the carbon. And the Gemara brings a posig that says Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara darshens v'loy Bnei Yisrael l'mayit noshim from the mitzvah of smicha. So frek taisis l'chayre smicha is a mitzvah that says shazman grama. Why? We don't find that there's a zman for smicha. We don't find such a thing. But what we do find is that there's a zman for shchita. Shchita is only kosher by yoin. Yeah. Zog taisis, we have a different klal that takeif l'smicha shchita, which means you have to do the smicha right away, b'shas the shchita. Right before the shchita, you do the smicha. Zokterch. So then it comes out that by night you can't be seimach. Not because smicha has a din that ain't seimach in balayla, but because there's a din of ain't sheich in balayla, and there's a din of takeif l'smicha shchita. So you put those two together, you're going to come out that you're never going to be able to make a smicha by night. Yeah. What do you need a mi'at of Bnei Yisrael v'loi Bnei Yisrael? And Taisa says something very interesting. Taisa says, you're going to tell me that I have an eitzah. Take the smicha shchita means it has to be right away. You do smicha and then you shech. So go 1 second before Alei Sashachar. After Alei Sashachar you can shech. Yeah, a second after Alei Sashachar you can shech. A second before Alei Sashachar you can do smicha. You're going to have to take the smicha shchita. Zaktez, it'll come out. I'm telling you that night is not a zman of smicha, right? That's why it should be a mitzvah shel zman groma. So you're going to tell me, no, you could do smicha a second before alois. Yeah? So Taisa says it's no good, that svara, because a carbon yachid, you can only shecht after the tamid, and the tamid doesn't have smicha. So he says, punkt, it doesn't work out. But Taisa says, mashma, that if that would have worked out, that you could do it a second before alois, then that would have answered his question. He would have been satisfied. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah seish as man groma, because you could do it by night. When by night can you do it? A second before Alitz. Which is a pella. Because it's a mitzvah seish as man groma, because you can't do it 99.9% of the night. What about that? Why doesn't that make it a mitzvah seish as man groma? So right away you're going to tell me that shteit and teisves, that you need a full zman, a full night, a full day, right? Something like that. Most of the night is not enough of a zman to make a mitzvah seish as man grom. L'chayre, I have a raya not like that from a Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham asks, he brings the shita that the zman krishma, they never told me this shita when I was a bacha, that zman krishma goes the whole day. There's no zman for zman krishma. But he brings this shita and he asks that l'chayre, it should come out that if so, noshim should be chay, women should be mechuyev in krishma. Why? So the Shagas Ayah brings them down. He explains that what he means to say is that he holds that the Krishma by night and Krishma by day is the same mitzvah. It's considered one mitzvah. So he says if the whole day you have to be Mekayim Krishma by day and the whole night you have the mitzvah of Krishma by night, so Krishma never has a break. So it's a mitzvah say she'en ezman grom, noshim should be chayovas. Yeah? He says just like by tefillah, where the Magen Avraham holds noshim ha-mechuyev, because the mitzvah say she'en ezman grom. Why? Because you have till Chatzos, you have Shachris, then you have Mincha, till Shkia, and then you have Mairiv the whole night. So mitzvah say she'ein azman groma. He says if Krishma, the mitzvah of Krishma is the whole day, it should be a mitzvah say she'ein azman groma, noshim should be chayavos. Yeah, so he holds it's one mitzvah. That's why the Shakzai argues with him. He says it's no shaykh, it's different mitzvahs. But he holds it's one mitzvah of Krishma, one mitzvah of Tefillah. That's the Shita of the Magen Avraham. What? Yeah. It's one mitzvah of tefillah. Oh, but what do I see in the Magen Avraham? That he says, if you hold Krishma as a mitzvah the whole day, then it's a mitzvah, say, what about me? Why do we hold that Krishma is not a mitzvah seis has man groma. But why do we hold? I'm sorry that it is a mitzvah seis has man groma because we have man krishma. How long is man krishma? A few hours, 3 hours, yeah. So what do I see? I see that you don't need a full day. You don't need to say that there's a mitzvah that's not noyed for a full day or a full night to make it a mitzvah seis has man groma. Even if I have a mitzvah that's not noyig for 75% of the day, right? For 9 hours of the day, that's enough. The fact that Zman Krishma ends after Shalosh Shoyos is enough to make it a mitzvah seishas man groma. So what's Taisis saying that if the fact that you could do smicha for 1 second of the night, it's already ain as man groma. For sure, kavuchem, if you have most of the night when you can't do it, that it's even a bigger percentage of the night that you can't do smicha than percentage of the day that you can't say krishma. Yeah? So what's pshat in Taisis? What's pshat in Taisis? Is azay. There's a svara, there's another Turei Oven in Megillah, I think, where he asks that we know that Bikurim, Noshem HaMukhuyev in the mitzvah of Bikurim. And he asks that Bikurim L'chayr is a mitzvah seishah as man groma, because after Chanukah we can't bring Bikurim. After Chanukah, you can't bring. What's pshat noshim ar mechuyev? So he answers a very chloris svara. He answers that why can't you bring after Chanukah? Why can't you bring Bikurim after Chanukah? So he says because it's a pasuk. It says Ashasavi me'artzecha, and the Chazal make a drasha. Kol zman sheim al pnei artzecha. Only when the peiros are out in the field, and after Chanukah, the peiros are not kolul lechayim and asada. The peiros are not on the field anymore, and therefore you can't bring it. He says, that's not considered a mitzvah seisha as man groma. Why? Because if the peiros would be on the field after Chanukah, you'd be able to bring Bikurim. There's no zman for the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's a din that has to be peiros outside. And it happens to be that there are certain times when you can't be mekayim that din. Right? But it's not that the mitzvah has a zman. It's not that the mitzvah has a zman. If something's going to change and the peiros are going to be there after Chanukah, you'd be able to bring after Chanukah. There's no zman to be kurim, yeah? So they ask on this Turei Oven from the Taisis I just told you. Taisis says that smicha is a mitzvah sasei, shazman groma. Why? Because take after the smicha shchita, you have to do it together with the shchita, and shchita is not kosher by night. So it comes out that smicha is a mitzvah sasei, shazman groma. So they say, what do you mean? Smicha doesn't have a zman. There's no zman for shchita. Smicha doesn't have a zman. It happens to be because you have a din of taking the smicha shchita, right? Just like there's a din of peiros al pnei aretz, and it's going to come out that by night you won't be able to be mekayim that din. But it's not a din in smicha that it's possible by laila. So if bikurim's not called is called a mitzvah seisha ein hazman groma, smicha should also be called a mitzvah seisha ein hazman groma. The point is that there's no time for the mitzvah itself. It's just a practically, you're not going to be able to end up doing it. Practically, you're not going to be able to end up doing it because you have a different din of take of the smicha shchita.
He's the one in Victor,
you
can't do smicha before
Korban Tumim. Right, no. Oh, yeah, in Chrami, that's what it says. Because you can't bring a Korban Yochid before a Korban Tumim. So, Mamela, that's Tais Kasha. But it's punked. It's not that the smicha itself has a zman. It's punked. It's punked that it'll come out. That there'll be a zman when you won't be able to bring mitzvah. Bikurim is also punked after Chanukah. Yeah, it's a coincidence that after Chanukah there's no peiros and therefore you can't bring. There's no zman to Bikurim, right?
So why can't you say the same thing to the sukkah? There's no zman.
To Shabbos. Yeah, very good. We're gonna get there. So I want to say like this. That Taisvis considers smicha a mitzvah seisha as man groma. What's pshat? Not because, meaning you're right, the fact that I practically can't do smicha by night doesn't qualify to make an mitzvah seisha as man groma. That just means there's certain practicalities that have to work out in order for me to be mekayim the mitzvah. The only reason Taisis considered a mitzvah seisha as man groma is because it's dependent on shchita, and shchita has a zman. So the fact that you can't do smicha by night is not a zman in smicha, but Zog Taisis, because it's connected to Shchita, because it's dependent on going together with Shchita, take of the smicha Shchita, so he's using the zman that Shchita has and saying that, meaning even though it's by default that smicha ends up with the same zman as Shchita, but he says if Shchita has a zman and smicha is dependent on Shchita, so it comes out that the zman that Shchita has, that Shchita's pasul balayla affects the din of smicha, So that's what gives smicha. That's what makes smicha into a mitzvah say shazman grama. That's mamish what Taisus is saying. So lefizeh, that's shan in the last part of Taisus, where Taisus says that I have an eitzah for you. Do smicha the last second of the night. What's Taisus saying? We ask, what do you mean? 99% of the night, you still can't do smicha. What does that help you? The answer is it helps you tremendously, because the minute it's different to the zman of shechita, then it's like bikurim. The minute it's different to the zman of shechita, that means that the zman of shechita is not affecting the zman of smicha. Why is it not affecting it? Because shechita is possible the whole night, and smicha has 1 second in the night when you're able to do smicha. That's enough. So smicha and shechita don't depend on each other anymore. And therefore, the fact that you can't do smicha most of the night is practically, you can't do it because take of the smicha shechita, but not because there's a zman to smicha. If you want to give smicha, what? Because take it for the smicha shechita. You have to do shechita right away. And shechita you can't do. Shechita you can't do by night. But that means that Taisus, it only makes a mitzvah zman grama if the entire zman of Laila, which affects the din of shechita, affects the din of smicha. If there's 1 second where you can't do shechita, but you could do smicha, that means that the zman of shechita is not affecting the zman of smicha, and therefore smicha wouldn't be considered a mitzvah zman grama, even though 99% of the night you can't do it, because that's not a din in zman. It's punk that you can't do it. Just like bikurim, you can't bring after Chanukah. That's not enough to give it a din of mitzvah seisha zman grama. It's lefizeh, meaning like this. Let's talk about the Avnei Nezer and the Turei Oven for a second. What do they discuss? They discuss Shabbos. There's an Isser Shabbos to give a bris. Does that make you mitzvah seisha zman grama? That's very different to bikurim. Why? Because Shabbos is a zman. Shabbos is a zman. So even though it's not a zman in the mitzvah of Mila, but rather a zman in the Isser of making a Mila Shalei B'Zmanei on Shabbos, it's still a zman. L'maisa, I'm stuck to a zman of Shabbos. Because I can't be Mekayim my mitzvah of Mila on Shabbos. Shabbos is a zman. Shabbos is a zman. So I'm dependent on the zman of the Isser Shabbos. Meaning, that just like Tosafot says, Shechita affects Smicha, the same thing. Shabbos creates an Isser Malacha. For a zman. A zman diga Isser Malacha. 24 hours you can't do Malacha. And that Isser Malacha makes that I can't make a bris. Zogda Avnei Nezer, that'll make bris have a zman. Right? Because it depends. It depends on the zman of Shabbos. The zman of Shabbos affects an Isser Malacha. The Isser Malacha affects that I can't make a bris. So therefore, my not being able to make a bris is a mitzvah, it should be a mitzvah seisha zman grama. That's what we're asking according to Shita of the Avnei Nezer. But like what we're saying now, we could go back and use the teretz that the Maritz said and say like this, that we need a full zman, right? We need a full zman. So what are we asking? We're asking that Shabbos, you can't give a bris, and therefore, according to Avnei Nezer, svara by Sukkah, that it makes that it's not zmanoi, we should say that a milah shalei b'zmanoi is a mitzvah seisha zman grama, and we shouldn't need a pasuk of Eisa v'lei Eisa. Says the Maritz that yesh matartzim, that the fact that b'zmanoi, you could give a bris, right? That's enough to say that Shabbos is a zman of the bris. What did we ask? We asked, what about Friday night? Friday night is never a zman of a bris, right? Friday night is not a zman because b'zmano it's possible by Laila, and shalei b'zmano it's Shabbos. So let it be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama mitzad Friday night. But if you what we're saying now, it's miyushev kamin chaymer. Friday night is not a zman. It's not a zman. What's Friday night? What is it? Tell me what it is. It's Shabbos? It's Shabbos? Shabbos is nidche for mila. Shabbos mila b'zmano is nidche. Oh, it's night. Mila shalei b'zman is kosher b'layla. So, punkt, you ended up with a certain time frame where you can't be mekayem the mitzvah. That's exactly the same as bikurim, where after Chanukah lemaisa you can't bring it. In order to use Shabbos to create, to define the mitzvah as a mitzvah, I say shazman grama, you need the entire Shabbos, right? You need to be dependent in the zman of Shabbos. The minute you say that Shabbos day is nidche by a mila b'zmanoi, and that makes it not a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman, and that makes a Mitzvah Aseh She'in Azman Groma, you're good to go. Because Friday night is not Azman. Friday night is not Azman. Shabbos night is not Azman. It's not Shabbos, because Shabbos is Nidcha. And Mitzvah, it's Zman of Laila. It's Mila Shabbos Man is always Nidcha Balaila. So L'chari, we could say that even according to Avnei Nezer, the fact that you can't give a Bris Mishlai B'Zman is not, doesn't make it a Mitzvah Aseh She'in Azman Groma, because Mila Bezmana is Nidchev Shabbos, and night itself is not Azman. It would be the same as 90% of the night by Smicha, or Bikurim. Is that good?
If you did mill on Friday night, it would be kosher milah, surely.
For sure.
You wouldn't need to do it again.
Every Shabbos, though. Every Shabbos, if you gave a milah, it's kosher. Still, the Avin and Ezer hold that that's not enough to make it considered as man of the mitzvah.
After Chanukah, would you have done the mitzvah?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure not. But it's the same logic. Because we're going in the Avnei Nezer that Zmano depends on when you're able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. L'chatchila, not B'di'evet. Yeah, the Torah Avin Taka goes like you. That if B'di'evet, it all depends on B'di'evet. If B'di'evet it's kosher, then it's Zmano. If B'di'evet it's not kosher, then not. But we're going in the Avnei, we're explaining the Avnei Nezer. And we're saying that the Maritz Kasha about Friday night, according to this in Menachas, is L'chor Miyushit. Thank you for listening.
It's not clear.